I give you Alestra Day.
I'm an addict and my name is Elester. And for the grace of God and the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm clean today. And I'm like, we'll do that. I'm like, I'm in there, bro. I'm in there. I'm truly, truly grateful. You know, I want to take 2 moments. One, to invite the God of my understanding in. And while I'm inviting the God of my understanding in, you can invite the God of your understanding in. And that when we get to the next moment, it'll be truly his work, not ours. Thank you. My second moment is I want to extend a warm welcome, because I've been here all day. I want to extend a warm welcome if you're new. And I want to let you know what they let me know. That just for the day, you never, I mean never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never have to use again. Listen. Narcotics Anonymous promise you, oh man, he promised you more. Look, this program has promised me, has given me more than any life I ever knew. That's my reality. You know, and my topic is, I was going to lie and say my topic is, we have recovery cycle. No, but my topic is, y'all might as well keep laughing, because listen, this is not a funeral. This is not a wake. If you just think about, if you shut your eyes with me, and you think about your last run, come on, remember your last run. Now come on out of there, hurry up. Come on out of there, because the reality of it is, you would be really happy. You really be smiling. Because I don't know if you're anything like me. I got rescued. You hear me? I found a way out. When I think about my last run, I always thought I was saying that I got here January 15th, 1988. Broken, battered, bruised. No hopes, no dreams, no aspirations. Dying, looked more better than living. Listen, I got here. And I always say this because it's the truth. The day before I die. So I ain't gonna be in here. I'm at no funeral. My life was a funeral before January 15th, 1988. Now I'm free. Yeah, right. And free people are supposed to, how you say it, Richard? Act like they free. I wish I could give y'all a sad story or, you know, how dry I am, but I'm not. Narcotics Anonymous is the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm telling you. And I say, you know, I got here the day before I died because January 14th, 1988, I plant my suicide date. I sent the kids down the street and I was going to take my life. I didn't want to go one more moment. Do you hear me, Andrew? I didn't want to live one more moment like I was living. I knew in my heart that it had to be something better than what I thought I found. See, I'm one of them girls who, you know, my topic is you can't heal what you can't feel. And because I have physical sensitivity to drugs, I got a physical sensitivity to drugs. If I use one, I'm going to keep using. I know me. Y'all taught me that early in recovery. Y'all taught me that no matter what happens, don't use. So I want to again extend a warm welcome to the newcomer. And I want to talk about the pain of withdrawal. I want to talk about how in the beginning when I had to look, I woke up, you know, like January, let's say February 1st. Couple days later, 2 weeks being clean, because my first couple weeks I was just literally coming to. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I know one thing, I did not come to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using. I didn't even come to stop using all drugs. I only came to use one particular substance. I had no idea what I was embarking on. But I do remember January 14th, 1988, asking God if you is one, because I was too damaged from religion. I already made a decision at 13 years old that I denounce God. My brother said, the way you acting, girl, you going to hell. I said, all right, then. I'm going to hell, and I'm taking all y'all with me. That was my reality. So when I asked God to help me, I wasn't asking him in this old sincere thing. I just said, if you is one, if you get me out of this, I'll do anything you want me to do. And I woke up about 2 weeks later in a treatment facility. I say, well, gee, how did I get here? Then I woke up about another 2 weeks later. I was sitting in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I just kept waking up. And the more I woke up, the worse it hurt, Christine. The more I could not use, my reality became my truth. The more I began to feel what my reality was when the drugs was gone, the low self-esteem show up, the guilt, the shame, the remorse. I got two kids. I don't even know where they came from. I wanted to die for real, but y'all kept saying that I didn't have to use no more. And if I just hold on, that y'all had found something that I didn't find, that if I just do what y'all do, I'll get what y'all got. And listen, when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, it was something happening in the atmosphere of Narcotics Anonymous that never happened before in my life. They began to tell me what was wrong with me. Nobody ever told me what was wrong with me. They just told me, you crazy, you need help, you need to get some help. But nobody told me that I had a disease. Nobody told me what I suffered from. Nobody told me why I couldn't stop until after I came to Narcotics Anonymous. Nobody told me, because see, I was clueless. I just did what I done, and I got what I got. And once I start doing it, and it escaped from my reality, my inability to live in my own skin, I kept coming. And if anybody could tell me the day you woke up, when you lost the desire to use, I'd like to meet you after the meeting. Because I can't tell you the day that I woke up and said that I'm never using again. But one day, I know it was either between 30 days and 6 months, I woke up and I had lost the desire to use dope. And it didn't happen because I was some great person. It didn't even happen, Christine, because I wanted to happen. What happened was divine intervention took me out of my mess, put me in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and I began to hear the life-saving, transforming message of Narcotics Anonymous. I began to hear that it's hope for you, girl. That listen, you have a disease, but you're not a disease. You're not a bad person. Lester, you're a sick person, and it's hope for you. Listen, they told me, Lester, we found a way out. Just keep coming back. Don't use. Keep coming back. Get a sponsor. Don't use. And listen, something started to happen for me. Just maybe it might work for me. I had no idea what I was suffering from. And I ain't even was remotely able to have the capability to think that I was going to stop using. I never thought about stop using. I thought about dying. I thought about taking my life, Kevin. I didn't say I woke up one day, I'm not using no more. That was not my story. That was after coming in there. I found out how sick I was. I had no idea I was going to have to live in my skin with nothing. That's why I always welcome you with a heartfelt welcome if you knew. When the drugs go, you show up. The hardest thing for any deal with is self. I'm telling you, it's my experience. I had to suffer like the literature talks about. Do I have to suffer the pain of withdrawal or go back to using? So new person, if you feeling like it, they always tell you, oh, new person, yeah, it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Listen, if you anything like me, it was not the best thing that ever happened to me. I was in a dilemma. I don't know. I was in a dilemma. I didn't want to go back. Because the liturgy talks about when we do recover being in a dilemma. Dilemma is the less of two evils. That I don't want to go back to using. And I can probably find a new way to live because I don't know nothing about the new way to live. So it's frightening. I don't know if anybody went through the pain of withdrawal here or remember your last three days clean. A lot of people say they don't use because of their last run. Remember your story. That is not why I don't use. I do not ever want to go through the pain of withdrawal ever again in life. It was the worstest thing that ever happened to me when I wanted to use on one side and don't want to use on the other side, and I'm being stretched. And I was so trapped in my mind, it didn't give a damn. I'm used to covering up my feelings. See, I know why I'm talking about the pain of withdrawal. I know why I'm talking about covering my feelings, but they say you even suffer. And if you act like me, suffering was not something that I wanted to do. I wanted to feel good all the time. Happy, look, raining, whatever, I wanted to feel good. Any means necessary. I found out in Narcotics Anonymous that pain is a gift. Not can be. Pain is a gift. Pain, look, pain is not even optional. Listen, you're going to have to go through something in order to get this. You're going to have to let some stuff go, like your best friend called drugs. Drugs is my best friend, Christine. I couldn't function without having something in my body because I hated my mere existence. I needed something or somebody to take me outside of myself. I need y'all to understand why it's so important not to substitute. Everybody want to tell everybody about not getting a relationship, but I understood when I got here that people was here telling me, Lester, you got enough baggage on your own spirit. You don't need to come in here and pick something else up. They told me, Lester, give yourself a break. They told me two stickies ain't make a one. And I wasn't getting nothing well. All I was getting was something sick. Because sick attracts sick. You want a 10 or Lester? You need to become a 10. Look, I don't know what kind of person you came in. I came in here, Christine, broken, battered, and bruised. I couldn't do another drive-by. I'm telling you, I couldn't take no disrespect, but I couldn't take another Dick Richard. I couldn't take another heartbreak. Listen, I needed to do something different, and I needed to do it immediately. Not yet, I needed to do it right now. I needed to hope that y'all said this program was giving me, and I needed to hear it. I'll be up here talking about that, Sharon ain't nothing. You out your mind. I needed this, and y'all, I just sat in the chair and I heard the life say, it wasn't nothing. Listen, all I don't know nothing. All I could see was like a light around y'all. Your confidence was so great. I wasn't impressed with things. I always had things. I came out the house. Don't get it twisted. Out the house is holy hell. Because the sad part about coming out the house, you don't even realize how sick you are. So I come in Narcotics Anonymous, I begin to hear this stuff. I begin to hear about the low self-esteem. I begin to hear about the pain of withdrawal lesson. I begin to hear that you don't have to do it by yourself. I begin to hear, I'm talking about the stuff they set me up to learn how to feel the stuff that I need to feel so I can heal. Because listen, my inability to accept personal responsibility, I'm always putting something in the way so I can't feel what I need to feel so I can heal. They say recovery begins with what? Surrender. That's what it say. It ain't none of my saying. That's what the book say. And we do recover. Because of this, of course, many relapse. Yeah, because we want to do what we want to do. Because literature says this, you do what you always done, you're going to eat what you always got. If you want something different, you got to do something different. Anything new had to come with some instructions. I thank God for when I got clean. I got clean. Wasn't a whole lot of rap. For what? Y'all had something I wanted. I had no idea how to get it. Y'all said, if I didn't hear nothing else, Christine, I heard this. If you want what we have to offer, And I'm a type girl, offerings, that means you get done. Even though I had out of conscience, but all I could see was offerings. Somebody getting something, I'm getting something. I had no idea what I was trading my stuff in for. I didn't know what I was suffering for. You know, talk about, and we do, while we're here, it talks about, most of us realize, I know I'm a part of the most, I know my life fit the literature, but I didn't realize this until after I came to NA. It talks about most of us realize that addiction was such a cunning, most of us realize that our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide. But addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that I had lost the power to do anything about it. Listen, I got in here, y'all start telling me the truth. I needed to hear the truth. I might got mad, but I needed to hear the truth. Because the truth will set you free. I don't care what nobody said. I needed to know that why I couldn't use and my sister could use. My sister ain't got the disease of addiction. I do. You know what I mean? I need to know that I was a serial self-murderer. See, the hardest thing that I had to tell, you know, I really had to feel that I didn't want to feel is that I was actually creating my own problem, that I was a serial self-murderer, and I was responsible for all my stuff. So I went one. So what the step process had to do for this addict was to clear out the other stuff so I could stop blaming everybody else so I can take my rightful responsibility. Because the literature talks about my inability to accept personal responsibility. I actually became my own problem. I blame my father. I blame my brother. I blame my sister, my mother. I didn't get love. I didn't get that. Now when you get all that, now what? You know, one thing about Narcotics Anonymous, you know, they out there thank God for the healing process from the inside out. It ain't outside. If it was that, I would have had that thing down packed my first day clean. If I could give my own self substance, I wouldn't need y'all. One of the biggest gifts that I experienced, and I'm trying to put it in my own experience, was the gift of the dying, the I dying experience. That happens in the first step. And I believe for this addict, it happened long before I even took the first step. Something happened in this atmosphere for me where I was just sitting there new. Look, I bought in. Because I knew when I got to the table and really got honest with myself, I knew what I was working with damn near killed me. I'm talking about actually start fronting, trying to be cute, or trying to stop having something so you don't have to admit complete defeat. I'm talking about complete defeat. I'm talking about y'all gave me enough information so I can survive long enough to feel what I need to feel so I can hit bottom so I can get defeated. Because a lot of us think that we're defeated when we stop using our drugs. That's only see that clock on the wall? That's only 10%. On the wall is the rest of the disease. And it was impossible for this addict to see the other part of the disease or even to be able to feel the other part because I didn't know how to survive my emotions. I use dope because I didn't want to feel. I don't know about nobody else. Feel what? Feel anything. I got to Narcotics Anonymous. They told me I was slowly committing suicide. Thank you very much. I needed to know that because I thought, man, I thought that I was catching, you know, having fun. I thought I had found a way out. Y'all told me I thought I found a way out. I really didn't. That I was a serial self-murder. That I was slowly committing suicide. And if I didn't grow up, I was going to die. They say either completely change or go back to using. And one of the biggest gifts of my eye dying experience is my first addiction, because something happens that says that our commonwealth is, listen, wasn't nothing so greater that I had finally got to a place where it was a bunch of me toos. Ain't nothing like somebody who can identify me too. I was sitting in that place as a newcomer, you know, deep down inside you want to just jump and say, me too. I was glad when I got the freedom to say me too. And not be ashamed that me too done just as much as you done and would have kept done it if it wasn't some divine intervention called the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous changed the condition and the quality of my life. Gave me the ability to walk through this pain. Gave me the ability because this fear. Fearful. Scared. scared to death. I didn't have the privilege that some people had. I didn't know a soul in Narcotics when I got here. I ain't had nobody to show me how to get. I didn't know nobody. I had never heard of Narcotics in my life. But I knew that what y'all was talking about, this was the one that blew me away. First, what y'all was talking about in the meetings. Because I'm going to tell you, sharing is really important. That's for the people, you know, as they be here while they forget that sharing is important. Because they forget that if it wasn't for a process of identification for me, I wouldn't be standing here. Because it's easy to live an addictive life when you ain't got the information. It's hard to live an addictive life when you know better, you got to do better. See, once I came to Narcotics Anonymous and found out the truth, my drinking, drugging days was over. And guess what? I was relieved that was over, because one of the biggest denials that I had, besides the one that I said I love myself, you know, I love to use drugs. That's the thing you tell yourself so you can keep to destroying your most greatest gift. Besides that one that y'all bust up quick, told me if you love yourself, what's love got to do with self-murder? Nothing. I said, okay. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Love ain't, how can you love yourself when you putting poison, something that's lethal in your body, Lester? I used to say if I can use the drugs and not get along with coming with it, the drugs is what's the lethal part. That my next high could be my next death. That this really wasn't, you know, it's fun to laugh and all that stuff, but this ain't no joke. This is a matter of life and death. They told me, Lester, you even get with the program and you go back to use it. Ain't no in-betweens. So I got with the program. Shoot. I look back where I came from. Look, you know my choice wasn't hard. I wasn't one of those grandiose addicts. I was really not clueless about the street. I came out the house. You know what I mean? I had a whole lot of I nevers. I didn't jump in out no cars. I ain't sucking no things. And guess what? From January 15th to 1988, because of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, because of me hill dealing and feeling, I stand here uninterrupted. It might not mean nothing to you, but 19 years in a row. Say what you want to say. The program worked. I just come to tell you the program works. I come to tell somebody, put nose on their disease, that the program of Narcotics Anonymous works, but it works only if you work it. It ain't for those who need it. It's for those who want it. You know, I ain't mad if you don't want it. I'll just be it. I'm so wild, I ain't going nowhere, ever. Because y'all have taught me one thing, if nothing else. When I was a little kid, I could never survive how I feel. I would go into this thing. My first drug of choice was fantasy. Because I was always scared that my brother was going to come in the room and molest me. I was a molested man from the time I was 4 till I was 11. So I had my first drug of choice to escape my reality was fantasy. Y'all told me, Lester, you ain't got to be fantasizing. You don't need a substitution, a new way to cop. Y'all told me that I could feel what I feel and grow through it. And guess what? If I go straight through it, it passes quicker. If I go around it, it takes a lifetime to pass. I don't know about nobody else. I'm grateful to be able to cry. This ain't no... It's a feeling disease. Show me that in literature. This ain't no feeling disease. This disease of body, mind, and spirit. And emotional. But recovery is the same way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I don't come to promote the disease of addiction. The books say many books has been written by the disease of addiction. But this book, primary concern is recovery. So I come to talk about recovery. I'm talking about getting through some stuff, not substituting, not harming somebody else, not going outside myself just to get some instant gratification. I'm talking about being still, suffering the pain of withdrawal, because it talks about what can I do when we can conceive in our innermost self. Because I had to go through a conceiving process. So I had something had to happen. I had to push. We got some recovery talks about the distance, the diagnosis, and what's the other one I'm looking for? Diagnosis is another word. Detection. Diagnosis and detection for the addict is virtually impossible. It said if a breakthrough is not made. I want to thank my predecessor who was here when I got here, January 14th, sharing the life-saving, transforming message to give me a breakthrough. The truth set me free. The truth gave me the breakthrough. As long as I didn't know what I was suffering from and thinking outside a drug problem, I could stop when I want to. I stayed sick. As soon as I accepted my disease and I surrendered completely five times now, I'm expecting to get the same. You fairy, you got that addiction, you in trouble. You won't recover, that's for sure. And the literature say you'll be an accident waiting to happen. So I look. They say it in the book, and what can I do? That the 12 steps was Sean's plan. And again, in the 12th step, in the basic text says, it's an insurance plan. What can I do? Says it is a guarantee against relapse. Now, I don't know about where you came from, but the tortures of this and I came from. Nah. If I don't, you know, I've been talking to Kevin all the time because I just don't understand. If something caused me pain and misery my entire life, why do I want to hold on to it? I don't know if anybody can identify with that. My defects has caused me pain and misery all my life. They cloud me from seeing that life is meaningless without me. Listen, I was killing my most greatest gift. Knockout Mamas gave me that. They told me that we recover and we suffer from a disease. Men, I like the book, y'all. Based on our experience, we lose every attitude and the potential that is suffering from an incurable disease of body, mind, and spirit. We were in the grips of a hopeless dilemma, solution which is spiritual in nature. So this book deals with spiritual matter. Thank God for spiritual matter. Thank God that everything outside of me has to stop working. Everything. My God, you can't hear what you can't feel. If I'm using stuff, if I'm still doing what they say that I do, using people, places, things to fill an emptiness that nothing can ever fill, I can't heal what I can't feel. So I got to realize in my own experience, and I'm glad I realized real quick and soon, I am glad it didn't take me 99 years to realize that my best thinking got me to see here. And I need not to listen to me. I'm my own enemy. Says that we, this is joint, the relapse recovery joint says we sign our own death warrant. Look at your hands. We ain't your problem. We your solution. When you use, guess who you use with? By yourself. When you put it in you, this thing right here put it in you. Not us. We're trying to give you a proven way not to put it in you. But we ain't going to sit up and tell you it's going to be sweet because it ain't going to be sweet. Giving up what something that all I ever knew for something new is hard. Yeah. But the beauty of being in this program is that this new thing that we found come with instructions and a guide. Oh, I thank God for the gift of sponsorship. I thank God that I don't have to come here and try to figure out the program for myself. We do recover say we do not have to understand this program for it to work. All we got to do is follow direction. That's all I did. I didn't come to understand myself. I got a sponsor. I got a network. People took interest in me. But when you all nasty, stuck up, and all self-righteous, try to sleep with anybody, they don't be coming too close. They don't. Because they don't want the problems. Because they know we suffer from the same disease. I'm around you too long, I might think about coming. This ain't the place to come play those games. They say that what's for here, it says my old principal ways, right, won't work in here. It won't work in here. My unprincipled ways will not work in here. I got to trade them in. It's painful. You asking me to give up everything that I have. And guess what the sad part about it? I ain't got nothing. But I'm acting like I got something, you know, my past. If it worked, why you here? If you were so great before you got here, why are you here? I wasn't. I wasn't that great, Christine. The program has afforded me a life that words don't even explain. I had to trade in my junk for some good stuff. I had to trade in my junk for some acceptance. I had to trade in my, and I had to feel some stuff. I had to hit bottom You know, in the flat book and just in the green book, it talks about hitting bottom. And a lot of us have major problems because we don't want to make complete the feet. We want to meet half feet. It's a complete. They say they never seen an addict relapse who lit this program. That's what they say. They say if you lit this program, there's been numerous people, and I want to thank everybody that shared before me, y'all just was off the hook. Because y'all carried a message. So new people need to know. They say in the group chat, we share our spirit and hope of recovery, not of our mess. What happened to you in recovery? That's what I want to know. So in case it happened to me, I know who to go to. But if you ain't talking about your pain and withdrawal, how I know I'm in pain and withdrawal? You ain't talking about your complete defeat when everything stopped working. When there's a hole in your soul, big as this room, and been looking all my life, I've been trying to fill it up with everything except for the things I need to fill it up. And as soon as I embrace the defeat, as soon as I embrace the pain, the healing begins. You can't heal what you can't feel. And I know it's fun substituting, but that's false, fake fun. That's the thing the disease uses to keep you sick. So it can get you to get one more. He ain't getting me. I'm sorry. I ain't getting no more. You can say what you want to say. It's on tape. It's on 1,000 tapes. I'm never using again. Never. Never, ever, ever. Y'all call it cockiness. I call it confidence. I trust the program and the people in Narcotics Anonymous. Y'all have not cheated me. Y'all have given me everything I need. My life is off the chain. Been coming in with that dope trying to give it to us. We don't want it. If you want what we got, you got to do what we do to get where we at. You want to keep your stuff? Ain't nothing we can do about it. Keep it. But I'm going to tell you something. If God spared your life and you got this information in you, once you hear the life-saving, transforming message of Narcotics Anonymous, your drinking and drugging days are over. Go back if you want to. If you get spared to come back, guess what you're coming back to? Right here. And guess what? We're going to be here to love you. We're going to be here to give you a hug. We're going to be here. Look, you might as well stay now and go through the withdrawal right now and go and get in touch with the pain right now and deal with the feelings right now so you can start healing right now. Because if you go back, guess what? It gets 20 times worse. How do I know? I got friends that I have laid down all night long and watch them suffer to another degree because they didn't stay the first time. What I see is my experience too. I got prophets who have literally died. I went in a room that looked like that. My baby was on the floor. Dead. First high, she died. So why worry about going back? Stay. Stay. I'm telling you, this is the best thing ever happened to you. If ain't nobody told you today that they love you, we do. You'll never find the love and the attention that you'll find in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Never. Never. You hear me? They love me to life. And they heard it. Yes. And they heard it bad because I had to cash in everything that I knew for this newfound freedom. Anything new got to be completely new. You can't take old and the new and think it's going to be new. It's going to be mixed up. I'm still in the process of admitting complete defeat. Still. I just celebrated my 20th birthday clean. Let me tell you what my gift was. Because I'm always outside of myself buying some jewelry and all this old crazy stuff. Or buying something outside of me. I did something for me. Take care of my health. And on my birthday, I put down no sugar, no salt. I take care of myself. And guess what I weighed yesterday? I lost 24 pounds. I'm saying, damn. I'm talking about if you got cut, I'm telling you. The reason why I'm talking a lot about withdrawal, because you got to withdraw no sugar and salt. No sugar and flour. You got to give up something. 3 meals a day, no tater chips, no snacks, no nothing. But if I don't heal, if I don't feel, I can't heal. If I don't tell myself the truth that I'm in the withdrawal process, and I'm in, and I'm hurting for real, and I'm not happy to be in recovery, but I want to be in recovery, but I'm not happy to be in recovery, but I want the results. If you want the results, you got to do the work. Results count in Narcotics Anonymous. Girl, I felt so good yesterday on that scale. I jumped off. I said, oh, my God. My boy Kevin, he said, you choose not to eat. Yeah, I choose not to eat. I choose to take care of myself. Because I'm going to tell you something. They should have told me this, Richard. They didn't tell you go old in recovery. Sit around here. Don't take care of yourself. You won't be badly alone. Listen, I just started living. I'm going to say this and be quiet. I just started living. Yeah, almost 20 years clean. I just started living. I want to be around here to see my grandkids get old. I want good. I don't want to leave nobody nothing right now. Because it was, you know what my exact nature was, Aaron? It was not what I was eating. It was eating me. And guess what? Because I got a program and I do the work, ain't nothing really eating me. Sometimes you live in the illusion and forget you free. I'm not going to be bonded by nothing, Andrew. You hear me? And if I do get bonded, I have people like you in my life to say, Lester, come on back out. That's why I stay connected. Because if you stay connected, you stay protected. Now, guess who I stay protected from? Me. So again, I want to welcome you if you're new. I want to let you know that just today you never have to use again. I'm telling you, you have walked on the most greatest journey in life. You might as well strap down. Take a seat. Sit a while. Something's going to happen for you if you just stay still. Something will happen here for you that you won't cash in for nothing. Thanks for letting me share.